medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Rolly Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Rolly Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, 903, Rod.
903, Red.
Hey, we got something else in radio now to make people wonder about. What happened to the football on McGee's program tonight?
I don't know. Well, Red, how was your trip to Chicago for your old outfit, the Transportation Corps? Is that right, Corps?
No, Corps. Call it Corps. There's Corps here. Oh. Yeah, call it Corps. We had a few old deadbeats for officers, anyhow.
I'm proud of that.
We flew to Chicago right after the broadcast last week, you know, and hopped on the American airliner, and then 1 hour later...
You were in Chicago.
No, they came around and told me I was on the wrong plane.
Well, are you much of a flyer?
No, I get sick all the time. When we landed in Las Vegas, I was so green, a vulture flew on the wing and looked in the window at me, and he says, "Boy, what a cargo."
Well, I guess you had an awful trip, huh?
No, I didn't. Really, it was, I had a wonderful trip. Had the plane passengers rolling in the aisle.
You liked your jokes that much?
No, I unfastened their safety belt.
Well, where'd you stay in Chicago?
At the Palmer House. There is really a hotel, 28 stories high. Little midget tried to commit suicide there.
Really?
Yeah, jumped off the edge of the rug.
Well, did you see a lot of your old army buddies back there?
Yeah, I saw an old major of mine at the hotel.
Did he speak to you?
Yeah, that's all he did was just speak. He was afraid to take his hands off the elevator controls. You know? I met one fellow that remembers when I was a private, which was always. And remember one night I tried to sneak a little bulldog as a mascot into the camp, you know?
Yeah.
So I put him under my coat and I get up to the gate and the sentry yells, "Halt! Name, rank, serial number." And before I could say anything, the bulldog barks. The sentry says, "Okay, go ahead, Sergeant. I didn't notice your stripe in the car." Boy, yeah, 903 reasons why men should learn to whistle.
Hello, Mr. Skelton.
Well, hello.
I wanted to thank you for the beautiful bouquet of flowers you telegraphed me from Chicago.
Oh, did you get them all right?
Oh, yes.
I thought maybe going through those little wires would mess up the petals.
I thought about you while you were gone.
Really?
Yeah. I was wondering if you were taking good care of my fur coat you wore back there.
Red, you wore her fur coat?
Yeah.
Wasn't it a little tight for you?
No, I wore it under my shirt. As soon as your fur coat gets back from the laundry, I'll return it to you. Okay?
Of course. Well, goodbye now, and don't forget, 903, 903.
My mother wanted me to drive a pie wagon.
Hey, Rand, look who I found out in the hall.
Well, Phil Baker from the Take It or Leave It program. Well, it's good to see you, but you look a little tired.
I am, Red. Look, I came over to see you if you'll help me.
Gladly. What's wrong?
Well, as you know, I came out to California from New York, and I can't find a place to live.
Well, how about staying with me?
You think that limb will hold both of us?
Yeah.
I've tried everything, Red. I even tried renting the Los Angeles Coliseum, but no soap.
Oh, there's really a shortage, isn't there?
Yeah. Can't find soap anywhere. I feel sorry for that girl. You know the one. She's lovely. She's engaged. She uses fish ponds.
Say, did you go to see the manager about that apartment I told you about?
I went to the manager, told him I knew Red Skelton.
Yeah, what happened?
The rent's so high, I can't even afford to stand in line.
I can't imagine a baker without any dough.
Oh. Scarlet O'Hara.
A Democrat friend of mine was going to rent me his house, Red, but he lost it.
They put him out of the House, huh?
Yeah, they put him out of the Senate, too. I'm so upset, I'm almost at the end of my string.
Well, Phil, I'll help you.
You will?
I'll get you another ball of string.
Yeah. I've visited everybody, Red. I've been to see Burns and Allen, Durante and Moore, Kay Kaiser.
Now you've come to see Skelton, huh?
That shows how desperate I am. Yeah.
Well, you could do worse, you
yes,
know.
But I don't believe in suicide.
Yeah. Well, don't give up hope, Phil.
I won't. I'm going over and see him now. Goodbye, Red.
Okay, goodbye, Phil. 903.
64, Red.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Raleigh's. So smokers enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh's. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
Anita Ellis sings The Things We Did Last Summer.
Boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I remember all winter long. Midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I remember all winter long. Morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. And to fade like promises we made. How could a life that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer.
Scrapbook of satire is about our automobile parking troubles. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to a person's living, freaks don't count, remember. Chapter 28 is entitled Inside Parking. This is the story of Willie Lumpluff, a parking attendant, who may be one of the reasons those surprise dents keep showing up in your fenders. I'm late for work again. I couldn't help it, though. Them buses get loaded, they don't stop for nobody. Boy, that bus sure had a crowd.
crowd over it. So crowded, even the men were standing. Well, here it is, the Carefree Parking Garage. Looks like the Junkyard Induction Center to me.
Oh, you finally got here, eh, Willie? The morning rush is over. Why are you so late?
Well, I got my wife breakfast in bed. We alternate. When I feel like it, I get my wife breakfast in bed. And then when she feels like it, I get her breakfast in bed.
Well, wife or no wife, if you come in late again, you're fired. You've got to show more interest in your job. And look at the way you're dressed. A swallowtail coat and pedal pushers. Why don't you wear pants like other men?
Well, my wife wears the pants in my family.
And, Willie, could you be a little more careful parking cars in the garage?
Oh, now, there you go again. You're still talking about the time I parked that Cadillac in the rumble seat of that Chevrolet.
Sometimes I wonder where you learned to drive.
Same place everybody else does. In the scooter car concession out at the amusement park.
Another thing, would you mind telling me why you've been keeping the 1946 cars from parking here?
I'll tell you why. For the simple reason, anybody who can afford a 1946 car can afford their own parking lot. And that's above the table, too.
Boy, what a stoop. I thought you told me you went to college.
I said I went to the Peekaboo College. I see you.
You didn't learn much in college, did you?
Yeah, I learned that I in college. I learned I should have stayed in high school. Hit the dirt. Here comes a lady driver. Okay.
Oh, on. Attendant, could you park my car where I can get it in a hurry? You say, I'll be right back.
Oh, you will. You want a 50-cent or 75-cent parking job?
Oh, what's the difference?
For 75 cents, you can keep any two fenders you like the best. How long are you going to be?
Oh, well, I'm just going into the drugstore to call my girlfriend.
All day parking, huh? Here's your check, okay. Now, let's see if it'll fit in back there. Yeah, we'll put it right in that spot there. Well, I hope these three drivers of these cars show up together because they're going to leave that way.
Have you got anything to say before I fire you?
Yeah, how about a raise?
I give up. Here comes another customer.
Yeah. Hiya there.
Oh, hello.
I see by your license you're from out of town, huh?
Yep, I'm from Missouri.
Oh, good old Missouri. The bluegrass country.
No, Kentucky is the bluegrass country. Missouri is the pendergrass country.
$1.
Are you sure it's safe for me to park my car here?
Sure. Just park it here and forget about it.
Yeah, I don't know whether I ought to take a chance. Is this parking lot insured against theft?
Well, I'd like to see somebody try to steal it.
Now, you don't know what I mean. How can I be sure now that the car will be here when I get back?
By taking it with you, I guess. Here's your parking ticket, Bob.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, mister.
Yeah?
What did this fine print mean? Go jump in the lake.
That's to punish the guys who are always asking what the fine print means. Oh, boy, business is getting crazy.
Here, boy, take my car, boy.
Boy. Look, Bub, this stuff on my chin ain't cornflakes yet.
I'll only be a few minutes. Park it where I can get out in a hurry.
I'll do better than that. I'll park it so you can carry it home in your pocket.
They have some stuff in the back seat. It'll be all right.
Sure. What is it?
It's a case of...
What are you looking at me so suspiciously?
I don't like the way you're drooling.
What's in the back seat, huh?
Case of sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla?
Yeah, that's French for old bourbon.
Well, nobody's gonna bother that stuff. You won't even have to lock the car. You know? I'll keep my eye on it, the bloodshot eye.
That don't know if I can trust you. You bonded?
Yep, 100 proof.
On second thought, maybe I'd better look.
Are you insinuating that I might steal something? Look, Bob, that hurts. I'm an honest man.
I didn't say you weren't.
I promised somebody that I would always be honest.
Who did you promise? Your mother?
No, the warden at San Quentin. Just before he paroled me. I'll park your car. Don't worry about it. We also have a battery charging service.
Look, wise guy, turn the ignition on.
Oh, well, you're going to do things the easy way.
Here, use the clutch. I've got a good mind to punch you in the nose.
Me and who else? You and who else? To the last guy that picked a fight with me?
What?
You had to pay my doctor bill.
Look, I don't want any trouble. Just park my car, lock it, and bring me the key.
Okay, if I park it, that's all you're going to have left.
Hey, Willie, will you stop squawking? That car's blocking the drive. Will you park it?
Busting old toe in here. Okay, don't.
Where have you been?
Who left that back door open?
Willie, will you go park the car?
Okay, I'll put it on the top floor of the garage, Jerry.
Careful going up that ramp. I've waited a long time for that
car. Oh, shut up. Second floor. Boy, these town and countries are really fast, ain't they? Third floor. Only one more floor to go now. Ain't that something, huh? The town part's all right, but the country's a mess, ain't it?
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Rolly.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Rolly.
That beautiful star, the strange woman, Hedy Lamarr, says, quote...
Yes, I've changed Raleigh's for keeps. I've studied the reports and medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Raleigh.
Right, Hedy Lamarr. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So, friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
Now, Dave Forrester and his Raleigh Cigarette Orchestra plays The Goiner.
Some people would rather spend time, gas, and energy before they'd spend 10 cents to park their car on a lot, and so is Grandma.
Junior.
Yes, kiddo.
Did you bring in the apple pie from the porch like I told you?
Yes, I did. Shall I go get the plate now?
Would you like to drive downtown with me?
Drive our car downtown?
Yes.
Downtown where we had all the pretty stores?
Yes.
Where the traffic is real heavy, the lights change real fast?
Yes.
Cars coming from every direction?
Yes.
Nothing doing, kiddo. Boy, I feel safer here, boy.
Julia, you know I don't have accidents.
Oh, no. When you hit a car, it's no accident. You got a knack for it.
Now, get your coat on.
Okay.
I think I'll wear the fur neck piece.
What's that? Run, it'll get you.
Look,
there's something
on your neck. No,
it's goat,
dear. No.
It'll bite
you. It's only my fur piece.
It'll bite you.
No, it's goat. It's goat, dear. It's only fur.
A fur?
Oh, Bessie's little heart.
Yeah. Grammy, I thought it was going to eat you up, you know. I thought it was the wolf after Grandma. What is it? It looks like a run-over rabbit or something.
It's a dyed mink.
Oh, he must have died a horrible death.
Come on, we must go.
Okay. Can I drive?
Oh, no, dear, you can't drive. You wouldn't know what to do if you had to stop real quick.
I would do the same as you do. Every time I see something, I'm going to run into it. I pick out something cheap and run into that. Hey, Gramps don't like the way you drive either, you know.
Oh, he doesn't, eh?
No?
Well, when he comes home, I'll tell him a thing or two.
Well, at least it won't be boring around the house tonight, will it?
Well, at least I can park better than he can, can't I? Well, can't you answer me?
Look, you want to hit me, go ahead and do it. Don't try to trick me into it. When you dust up like I don't know whether I'm going to get the backhand or the palm. And I don't like to be surprised. See, I got to know what's coming.
Oh, I don't know what to do with you.
Huh?
I wish the government would let you keep the income tax and send them the dependents.
Neighbors agree.
Well, I told your grandfather not to leave the keys in the car when he parked it on the street.
Now, actually, he parked himself, too, right next to the curb. Look, there he is, laying over
Junior,
the curb.
That isn't your grandfather. That's a big log.
That's a big log, she says. Hey, Grandpa, there's beer in the icebox. Boy, I wish lumber in this country would start moving that fast, boy. Come on, let's go.
There's the power and light company. I'd better pay the water bill.
Why?
Because if I don't, they'll turn off our water, and we won't be able to take any baths.
You mean I won't be able to get in the tub every night and have you to scrub behind me and put soap all over me?
Oh, no. Oh, Junior, why are you crying?
Because you want to go pay the bill.
Dear, all this traffic. Where will I ever find a parking place?
Hey, there's one of them parking lots over there. We just passed it there. Them places are like duty parlors, you know. Your car goes in straight and it comes out permanent ways.
Oh, I'll just park along the street. Yeah. It's silly to pay a dime just to park for a couple of seconds.
Yeah. Hey, there's a man up the street getting into his car. Maybe he's going to pull it out.
Oh, good.
Hey, we in a tunnel. Boy, it's sure dark in here. I smell smoke.
Junior, get out of the ashtray.
Boy, it sure was lucky for me the window wasn't open, boy.
That's what you get for standing up in the seat.
Yes.
Well, is the man pulling out of that parking space or not?
Well, pull it up. I'll ask him. Hello.
Hello.
Nice day for a ride, ain't it?
Yes, it certainly is.
Well, why don't you take one? Let us have his parking space. Junior. No, Junior. Here comes the policeman.
I'm sorry, you can't double park. It's a violation of section 903-C of the State Motor Vehicle Code and conflicts with municipal regulations also.
Windy old bird, ain't he?
Junior.
Why don't you put it on the parking lot across the street?
Well, we'll put it over there if you'll pay for it, brother. 10 cents don't grow on trees, you know. That kind of money would keep me in spitballs for the rest of my life.
Look, lady, are you going to move along, or am I going to have to write you a ticket?
Don't get...
Hey, lady, I'll pull out and give you this space. I can circle the block a couple times till my party comes out.
Well, thank you.
Now, mighty neighbor to you. Turn up. Goodbye. Careful now, Grandma.
I don't like to say anything, but that car is pretty big for such a small space.
He knows what he's doing. Take it easy, will you? Grandma, take it easy, will you? Grandma, take it easy, will you? I'm getting sick. Hey, I'll get out and direct this stuff, will you?
Junior, am I close to the curb?
Yes, you're about a foot away from the other side of this tree.
It's all right, Junior.
Yes.
I can get in that space.
You
just keep out of the way.
Yeah, okay, now. Cut her heart through the right now. Back her up easy now, Dad. Over this way. Careful, there's a big lamppost standing here. Careful.
What did you say, Junior?
I ain't gonna walk down this dark street tonight.
Hey, you didn't think I'd make it, did you, officer?
Well, I'm sorry, but you can't park like that, lady.
Yeah, I think it looks kind of nice parked like that, you know. The back wheels on the sidewalk and the front wheels on the street like that, you know. Sort of look like it's bending over looking for something.
Well, I didn't know this. I'll park this thing or else.
Hey, we better back up. She's getting kind of mad, you know.
Look, little boy, you better stand back out of the way.
Why?
You might cause her to really wreck the car.
Oh?
Yes, you wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Oh, you dreamer, you. I'll stand out here.
Junior? Out of that seat. Do you want a car to run over you and get big black marks all over your clean suit? I'm going to back in that place if it takes me all day. Junior.
Yes?
Tell me if I'm going to miss that man's fender.
Okay.
Junior.
Well, you said to tell you if you're going to miss it and you wasn't.
Remember, we'll all be back in the next few at the same time. Let's welcome David Forrester and his officer, Lita Ellis, Bernabelle, and Gigi Kirsten, Patrick, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
A brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Bob and Williamson invite you every good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard on this program for the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.